This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty.
And it never stops. It's always something, right?
Yes.
This week, we had to have the windshield replaced.
Yeah, they had to take out this huge windshield in our motorhome and put in a new one because we had a crack in it.
Yeah, we were driving down 395 in California, and a truck passed us, and bang, a stone from his tire hit directly in the middle of our windshield.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it cracked.
Yeah, we thought, okay, it's just a chip. If we could get that chip filled in by Safe Light or something, but then we hit a bump and boom, it just went from side to side.
It sure did.
So that took care of that.
Man, did that thing look ugly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a big, huge target.
Yeah.
It's also 300 pounds.
Yeah.
But the insurance company sent a couple of guys out to fix it. They actually came to us.
Yeah.
And we were able to watch the entire thing.
Yeah, right here in the campground.
And you videoed it.
I did. I've got a video of it on Instagram, on our Instagram page, Rocking the RV Life.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, with all the motorhomes out there, there's got to be people who drive and drive for years and never get a crack, never get a stone thrown.
I think
out.
That's rare.
Yeah.
So
you do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because the windshields are so big.
I know.
And they say this happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, so this is our second one. So
yeah.
The first one was on our Baystar before this, but
yeah,
we traded it in.
Montana.
Yeah. We traded it in before we had to fix it, which was kind of nice, actually.
General RV hates us.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. One thing that happened this week that was really great is we met this amazing couple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Zach and Desiree Barr.
They're actually from Washington, and they've been full-time traveling for 2 years, and they have a young son.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the most amazing thing about this is this story that Desiree told us about her life.
Yes. Oh, wait till you hear that. Oh, my gosh. I've never met anybody that had that happen to him.
Right.
That was quite a story.
It's something that you would think you'd see on television.
Yes.
But, yeah, wait till you hear this story.
Oh, my gosh. But, boy, they're so nice. And they went full time about 2 years ago. They sold their house. They sold everything and took off. Wait till you hear their story.
Yep. As a matter of fact, they're with us right now, Zach and Desiree. Welcome to our podcast.
Thanks
for having
us. Thank you so much for having us.
This is interesting. How long have you been married?
It'll be 10 years next year, next September.
Okay. And you're in your mid-30s. Mm-hmm. You are right in the middle of this new demographic that it used to be people 55 and older were the biggest buyers of RVs. Today, it's the mid-30s. So you guys fit right in the middle of that.
And you're full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep, been full-time on the road for 2 years now.
So I would imagine you started off in a home. You got married, you had a house, right?
Mm-hmm. And you had your baby.
I did all the things, yeah.
A boy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then something happened. How did you come to the decision to sell your home and live in an RV full-time?
I was a salon owner, and I had to be shut down during COVID. And like a lot of people, I got on TikTok and somehow landed on van life TikTok and travel TikTok. And just it kind of like sucked me in. I was like, I can't believe people do this. Like
right.
they travel full time. And I just daydreamed about it, thinking it'd be so cool. Never really thought that we would ever do it. But I don't know, a couple months later, just kept thinking about it. And eventually brought it up to Zach and was like, what would you think of this?
I thought she was crazy as all hell.
So he looked at me so sideways. Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. We just bought our first house. I just got a promotion at work. And she's like, I just want to go throw that all away and hit the road.
Right. And I just got my own salon, like something I'd been dreaming of.
Yeah, built it for ourselves.
For 15 years, I finally got it done. And it was like a studio at my house. So I never had to take Leighton to daycare or anything. Like, that was the dream. He thought I was nuts. Everyone that we told thought we were nuts when we finally decided to do it, because we, to everyone else, it just looked like we got everything we wanted, and then we were just, selling right. everything and giving it all away.
Well, Zach, what did you do?
I was a logistics and installation manager for a granite company out of Seattle, dealt with mostly headstones and large granite memorials for veterans memorials, and so I sent them around the states, around the countries, and installed them. So,
wow. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting job.
A very labor-intensive job.
Yeah. That was
the commute.
Yeah, that was one of the big things, too. I was killing myself doing that job, so switching to this definitely helps. So.
Yes. So 2 years on the road, 2 years living in an RV, looking back, what do you think about your decision?
Best decision we've made.
We love it.
Yeah,
No kidding. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're ecstatic about it.
Well, and Zach is an RV tech.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I would imagine you get a lot of work
in
the campgrounds.
Definitely. Every campground I go to is generally pretty busy. Some are a lot slower than others, but mm-hmm. I usually always have something I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like this park we're currently in, I've just been slammed the whole time.
I'll tell you, you got the best place in the park, because when you pull into this park, there is your truck mm-hmm. with your sign. And it's like, you pull into that, if I have any problem, I'm calling this guy.
Yep. Yes. Cheap advertisement, get the front spot.
Strategically placed there.
So what do you call your business?
We are Safe Travelers.
Okay, Safe Travelers.
Yep, LLC. And then, so we just, we just show up to a parks and fix everything we can. So, and then wife's a hairstylist as well, so she'll cut people's hair.
Yeah, I think I've seen your sign.
Yeah.
I think we saw it last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you were here last year, too.
Mm-hmm. We were.
Yes.
Yeah. We had to come back because we were so busy last year. We
love this book.
Yes. Might as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put a link in our description where if anybody needs some RV service and they're in your area, they can call or they can go to your site. So mm-hmm. that'll work out pretty nice.
Always give me a call.
Hey,
always help out.
Speaking of RVs, what is the biggest problem that you see in RVs?
I get that question a lot. It's a wide variety. It's a little bit of everything, because everything on these things break down.
Right.
Usually it's either the roof, AC, something's wrong with that. Towables, it's usually the wheel bearings need packed. Water heater needs flush. Minimal things. Nothing usually too crazy. But
right.
Yeah, because all the crazy things you've only had once.
Yeah.
Like a lot of random things
really?
That he's had.
The other day we had our windshield replace because we picked up a stone over on 395 and it hit right in the middle of the windshield. So, of course, eventually the insurance company sent somebody out. They took off the windshield, put on the new one and everything. And these guys started telling us that in a lot of cases, they take off the windshield to put in new refrigerators
mm-hmm.
or, furniture in these RVs.
Yep. If you ever need a new fridge or new couch or something like that, windshield comes out, just do it at the same time.
So yeah.
Wow.
I've yet to have to do that one. So.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, the windshield weighs like 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they're not light. I know some people will actually remove slide outs as well, like mm-hmm. at shops to right. take fridges in and out as well. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not doing that out in the field, but.
No.
Right. So you're on the road, and how old is your son now?
He's six.
Okay.
Six.
So how does that work? How does school work? And how does he feel about this traveling lifestyle?
You know, I feel like it's very, like, normal to him because he was so young when we hit the road, being mm-hmm. four. So I think that sometimes he wishes, like, he could go back into a house, like, have his own, like, actual bedroom with four walls. But overall, I think he really loves it. School's really great. I know for a fact that he likes the way we do school because I told him in the past, like, how public school works. Like, you'd be gone all day long and, you know, you just see us for breakfast and then dinner. And he's just like, I don't want that. So I think he really does appreciate being with us so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that.
Uh-huh. Do you do like an online school or do you teach him yourself?
I do like a little bit of both.
Uh-huh.
I do a combination. He's just in first grade, so it's pretty simple.
Right.
I use like an online program that kind of helps with like visualizations and videos and tests and things. But when it comes to like reading and math, I just kind of do that one-on-one.
Well, I would imagine he's going to be an expert in geography.
I would hope so.
I assume.
Where are some of the cool places you've been?
When we left Washington is where we're from originally, and then we booked it all the way to the Florida Keys.
Oh, wow.
First thing we did. And that's beautiful out in the Florida
Keys. When you guys run, you run far.
Yeah, the first
that
year
was,
for sure.
Yeah, that was what we did when we first hit the road. We're just like, want to see everything. And we did. We traveled to probably way too fast.
Yeah.
But we did see a lot of.
And then Utah,
things.
Probably our favorite state. We love the Mighty Five in Utah.
Yeah, we've done all five gorgeous. National parks there. Wow. We do love Utah. And then Baja, Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We did
that's
that last
favorite.
Winter. So that's kind of our new favorite place right now.
Well, you know what? That's a really interesting question because I get back and forth on Mexico. People will tell me, don't go to Mexico. You know, you can get robbed, or they'll stop you and ask for $100 or whatever the case. Where do you guys go, and how safe is it?
So we went down last year. The farthest we went was a town called Mulegé.
Okay.
It was Playa Sanaspac is the beach we stayed at. And the whole trip down there, I thought, was very safe. Mm-hmm. Never got hassled by anyone. Like I said, we just stayed on the Baja side. They have a lot of tourism. People come down there for tourism, so they depend on those kind of people. So
mm-hmm.
we thought it was great. So
yeah, I think they work hard to keep that safe because there's so many travelers, yeah. RV travelers specifically.
Yeah.
So I mean, we joined a chat a few months before going.
Uh-huh.
That had, you know, a couple hundred people who go to Baja every year. And we just kind of followed all of their input and stories. And whenever anybody does run into anything that is kind of sketchy, like being bribed or anything, people talk about it in their chats, mm-hmm. in that chat. So I think that just like watching that chat and kind of being reassured that, yeah, okay, things like that do happen, but it's so rare that it's worth the risk.
Wow.
Right.
So,
well, things like that happen in the United States too.
Right.
So
yeah,
there's
exactly.
plenty of major
really?
Cities that are just as bad.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just so out of your element to have like law enforcement be a possible enemy.
Right.
So bribery kind
yeah.
of situation.
Shook down for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeff, we need to do that. It's so
popular. She wants
popular.
To go to Mexico.
I want to go so
oh, yeah.
We're
going
again this year for 2 months we're planning on.
Wow.
2 months you're
yeah,
going to be down there.
Are you guys like on the beach? It must be gorgeous.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's the best part about it is there's so many spots that are literally right on the water and you
full
know,
hookups.
Those are a little more rare
mm-hmm.
to be right on the beach with
mm-hmm.
full hookup.
Right.
That's
that makes sense.
That's
yeah.
super rare actually.
Yeah.
So we do mostly boondocking so that we can have those prime spots.
Yeah.
And they're like $10 a night.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, like, you can't beat that.
The Playa Sanaspac place is really nice because, like, they'll have guys that come with, like, big blue jugs of water, like 55 gallons, so you can put in your rig.
Oh,
they have
nice.
A dump station on hand. So they have all the major things you need if you want to stay there a long time.
Right.
So.
Yeah, to get the best out of your Baja experience, you definitely do want to be comfortable with boondocking.
Well, I noticed that whenever you arrive at a place or go somewhere, you guys aren't afraid to kind of dive in with both feet and get involved in events.
Oh, yeah. We've learned. The first year, we weren't that social. And so we learned over probably the last year a little bit better how to socialize. Mm-hmm. We have Republic of Nomads to probably thank for that. Have you heard?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, it was started by Stephanie Simpson and Christian Axness. And Stephanie's actually here in the park right now. It's just a really great group that host events, and we were part of one of their very first events in Vegas for Halloween last year.
Yeah, they focus on like families that have been doing this for like 2 years plus. Mm-hmm. And wow. So families that actually want to connect with other people. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, like so longevity of this lifestyle, not just like the short termers. And so that way you like really are making like real connections and with people who you'll run into time and time again. So that's been a huge help.
One of the first places that we saw you guys was at the Cathedral City Balloon Festival.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a blast.
And Stephanie Simpson was the one that actually got us to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She posted it in the Republic of Nomads Facebook page.
Such a cool experience.
Was that your first experience with hot air balloons?
First time helping out,
yeah.
We went last year and just visited looked. And uh-huh. looked.
Yeah, we were spectators last year, but we did get to catch a basket.
We did. We did get to catch one of the balloons.
So that, I think, was kind of like our toe in the water that we were like, oh my gosh, that was kind of fun. Like
it
next
was.
Year, we should mm-hmm. definitely volunteer and like really get our feet wet.
My God, I'll tell you, the different shapes, just incredible.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
I'll tell you, Zach is a pretty big guy, and if I had a balloon, man, I'd want you holding one of the ropes.
Yeah, that's why I think the first thing he's like, you're going to run the crown line. I'm like, yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
You'll make sure the balloon does what it's supposed to.
You guys have family with you, and your family travels sometimes with you?
Yes.
And there's a story behind this.
A bit of one, yeah.
I would love to hear this story. This is going to be really, really interesting.
Yes. Okay. So the family that's traveling with us, they have their own rig. We have ours. They have a house in, it's my dad, his wife, and my grandma, my dad's mom. And they have a house in Idaho. They all live together. But, you know, they hate the winter there. So they're traveling with us currently. And they wanted to go to Mexico. But yeah, I guess the story behind it is what kind of sparked them to travel with us and spend a lot more time with us is because I just met my father for the first time in April of 2021. So it was just a few months before we actually hit the road. At the time, he was living in Arizona, so hitting the road for us gave us the opportunity to go like really spend some time with him and meet him and get to know him and his wife.
So it was your first time meeting your father?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they've met us numerous times on the road since we've been traveling. Yosemite a couple times. And did we go to Texas together? No, Vegas. I also found my uncle, who is my dad's brother, but they didn't know each other existed either.
Wow.
Yeah. Good old 23andMe.
Yeah. His brother lives in Texas, and we all met in Vegas.
Is this how you found your father, through 23andMe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And yeah.
Well, didn't find him through it, but learned that who she thought was her dad was not.
Right. Yes.
About a year journey trying to figure out who her dad was.
It was like 10 years ago. When we were still just dating.
I think I was 25, you were like 27.
And we just got the 23andMe for fun. Mm-hmm. And when it came back with my results, it said that I was like 25% Guamanian. And I was like, that's interesting. Don't know where that comes from. I got 23andMe, and who I thought was my uncle, he got Ancestry. And so when I posted my results from 23andMe on Facebook, he commented on there and he's like, oh, that's interesting. I'm 100% European. He's who I thought was my dad's 100% brother, mm-hmm. full brother. So I was like, okay, so if the Guam doesn't come from my dad, then it comes from my mom, who's blonde hair, blue eyed. How interesting. I don't think that my mom is 50% Guamanian. So it kind of was like, it was in the back of my head, obviously, for years before I actually took it seriously, actually.
Yeah, and both her parents at that time passed away, so she couldn't go ask them. Right. So.
It was an interesting journey. But yeah, once I finally took it seriously, I ended up finding someone who was really good with genetics, and took about a year to track him down. But yeah, she helped me a lot.
What was it like when you first saw him, when you first met him?
Oh my gosh, I don't even remember. I feel like I blacked out. He is so, like, I remember him just like throwing his arms out. Like, he's a very colorful character. And so, and he doesn't have a shy bone in his body, where I'm totally, I have like jitters meeting new people. So he just threw his arms out and embraced me. And it was really cool. And honestly, like, it felt very natural from the get-go.
Oh, that's really great.
Thankfully.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that would have
been awful. Yeah, it was crazy.
Did he know you existed?
No, not at all.
Oh, really?
No, it was a surprise for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Yeah. My mom was only 15 when she got pregnant with me, and she was kind of a troubled teen, so I think she was just partying a lot, and I think she genuinely thought that the boy that got her pregnant was really my father, but he passed away while she was pregnant.
Wow.
So she went to the funeral and was like, "Hi, everybody, I'm pregnant with your son's child." And it just, you know, it didn't come about until 30 years later.
Wow.
I have to ask you, okay, going back, I kind of got confused there, because you said your mom was pregnant, but the boy that got her pregnant died.
Yes.
And who she thought was the father.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went there and told them, by the way, that this is his baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But she showed up at the funeral.
Oh, so then all along, that's who you thought was your real father.
Yes.
Who had passed away.
And she was actually adopted by that guy's dad, her grandfather.
Yeah, the boy who passed away, his name was Paul. Uh-huh. And after my mom told everyone that Paul was my dad, Paul's family, like, embraced me. Of course, they were like, wow, we just had a huge loss, and we're gonna have, you know, this baby coming that is, you know, a piece of him.
Oh my gosh.
And they ended up, 6 years later, after my mom passed away, they adopted me. So I stayed in his family.
So all that time, they thought you were really his daughter, and you really weren't.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, telling my grandma Paul's mom was the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. It was
she
rough.
Took it really well, though.
She did take it so well, but I remember being terrified.
Oh, that had to be hard on you, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was definitely... It messed with my head for a while. Yeah. I was just, like, looking in the mirror sometimes, like, who am I?
Yeah.
I actually don't know who I am at all. It's kind of weird. It's a trip.
Gosh.
And I feel like it did kind of spark this whole lifestyle change, honestly. Like, wanting to get to know my dad, not knowing who I am or what I'm, you know... story. So
when we were walking by the other day, we did get a chance to meet your dad, and he's hilarious. Yes. He is colorful. He was so fun.
Yes, he is. Yeah, never a dull moment with him around. No. So
oh my gosh, it's and they're really gonna go great. With you guys then to Mexico.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Aww, that's
well, you never know, you may see us down there.
Yeah,
I would love that. That would be great. It.
Well, speaking of traveling, when you guys decided to get on the road, what did you get for an RV?
Originally, when she pitched this to me, she wanted us to get a van.
Right.
And,
van
six,
life.
6'2", 280 pounds. I'm not living in a van. So I did some research, and it made most sense for us to have a truck that I could use for a work truck and have a trailer. So we have a towable trailer. Mm-hmm. It's a bumper pull. It's a 24-foot Keystone Springdale. Nothing fancy.
The really tiny living is intriguing to me. I really like that. So I wanted to keep it as small as possible, but still comfortable.
And we can get into like really small places, like when we're at national parks and boondocking. Yes. We do a lot of boondocking when we can. So.
Do you have any solar on it?
I have a 100-watt deployable solar unit and then a 3,500-watt inverter generator. So.
Oh, nice.
And those are the only things I need. So.
Right. Any lithium batteries or anything like that?
No, I run 220-amp-hour 6-volt golf cart batteries.
Okay.
So, and those things serve us well. When we're boondocking, the only thing we use with power is our lights and our water pump.
Wow.
And then we'd have nothing else that everything else runs off propane. So. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so we have a very small
It's a very great boondocking
footprint.
Rig.
Did you ever think that you could exist with the least amount of stuff?
I love it.
She's always wanted to.
Yeah, I've always been a kind of a minimalist at heart. So I get overwhelmed by a lot of things. Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of perfect for me.
Yeah, and with this lifestyle, I get to keep my tools with me, so it's a win-win. So that's all I need.
You got plenty of room for those tools.
Yeah. Did you come from a big house, or was it kind of small?
It was, what, 1,400 square foot? It wasn't, okay. It was pretty modest, but it was definitely plenty for us.
And so did you get rid of everything? You sold everything, and sold the house and everything?
More or less,
literally everything except for four tubs of like memorable stuff. Right. That's it.
Yeah. What'd you do with that? Put it in storage or?
His sister's.
Oh, yep. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's in her garage.
Yeah, nice.
Next to my chop saw and my table saw.
Oh, great. That's perfect.
Couldn't justify those ones.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
When you first started talking about actually selling your house and living in an RV, what did your friends and family think?
They thought we were absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Because we renovated this house. And like I said, we renovated a whole salon studio for myself. So they're like, why would you do all that work just to sell it? I was like, that's exactly why I'm tempted to sell it, because we added so much value. Mm-hmm. And it was like, how much can we get for this house? Okay, let's go.
Yeah. We gutted that entire house and renovated. Took us 2 years to fully do the whole thing. Oh, so
yeah, and we did it all ourselves, so we didn't have a lot of money into it. It was just like it needed updated so terribly bad. And so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, well, then obviously, Zach, you're very handy.
Yeah. So, and she is, too. So she did a lot of it as well.
Great.
She's a great drywaller if you ever need
her. Oh,
wow. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, YouTube University got us through.
Isn't that amazing what's on YouTube? It's really incredible.
Because you're an RV tech, so did you have to go to school for that, or did you just...
Yeah, I went down to Athens, Texas, to NRVTA, did the whole course. I became a registered RV technician. That way I'm certified, get my insurance and all that, so I'm not just Joe Blow off the street fixing your rig. Since then, I've done numerous online courses with Dometic and Ericsell and a bunch of other people as well. So,
that's wonderful.
Done a whole bunch of work. So.
Yeah.
So what is next for you guys? What do you have planned? What's your future look like?
Well, we only plan about 4 months into the future, so
if that.
I mean, we've tossed back ideas for far into the future, you know, like random things, but we've never really landed on anything. So really, honestly, the only thing we know is we're going to get through this next couple months here, going back and forth, Palm Springs and Wilderness, and just try to make enough money to take off 2 months and go to Mexico.
Oh. We have Bash coming up. We have to go to.
Oh, that's true. We're going to Bash.
RV convention.
Oh, no.
An escapee. Have you guys heard of Bash?
No.
Okay, it's an escapees event. I think it's their biggest one.
Yeah. Oh.
But we were invited to go and help with their kids program.
And where's that going to be?
Havasu.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I remember hearing about it last year at Lake Havasu.
Oh, people love it. Just a giant week-long party, they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, I think their promo quote is, let's get weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got that in quartzite, and, you know, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Let's tell everybody how they can find you. You're on TikTok and Instagram, right?
Yes.
And what's your handle on that?
It's Taking Life by the Bars. Mm-hmm. Our last name's Bar, so
B-A-R-R.
Yes, two R's.
Mm-hmm. Two R's.
Yeah, it's not B-A-R.
Right.
I know some of you are thinking.
Yeah, Taking Life by the Bars on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
They're huge on TikTok and Instagram. And then are you on Facebook or?
Yeah, we have a Facebook profile under that name as well. Not as active for sure.
Yeah. All right. Oh, it was so fun talking to you guys. It was really
Thank you so much
Thanks for
having
us.
This was awesome.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And good luck to you.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Good luck to you guys, too.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Zach and Desiree.
Oh, yes. And once again, they are Taking Life by the Bars. You can find them on Instagram and TikTok. We've got the link in the description below.
Right. And you can find us at rockoftherrvlife.com. We're also on Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. And we're on Facebook, too, but under my name, Jeff Kinsbach. Good luck spelling that. No. All right. Listen, we're out of time for this episode for this week. We'll see you next week.
And until next time, safe travels and don't get stoned. I mean, a stone hitting your windshield.
Right. I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.